Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Bill and Jessica Show TV is on Power TikTok. Follow us at Power 101.7 FM. Good morning. Is this Michael Townsend?
It is Michael Townsend.
Hey, it's Hi. Bill and Jessica, Power 101.7. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well, thank you.
Welcome. You're not calling from the mall, are you?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm darn close, though. My studio is less than a half a mile away.
So well, try.
Yeah. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking at my window just at the mall.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would assume you try to get as far away as possible after what you went through.
there's no running from that building.
Right. Well, talk to us a little bit about your story now. You lived in a mall for four years.
How? I just don't get it.
4 years. And there's a film out now that you're promoting, Secret Mall Apartment. But talk to us a little bit about your story.
Yes, I'm an artist. I live here in Providence, Rhode Island. I've been here for quite a while. And in the late 90s, our city made the decision to build a huge, super regional shopping mall. That means a big one. 11 stories high, 1.3 million square feet, huge tax break. And they built the city, you know, in the hopes that it's going to rejuvenate the downtown. But the ripple effect of a project like that is more development projects happen. And less than a mile away, myself and all my art friends, there's 500 people living in these big industrial mill buildings. And the next development project is, how about we knock down these buildings to build parking lots and strip malls and supermarkets? And so that puts us in a fight sequence for years, fighting developers and city hall and planning department, trying to save these historic mill buildings and our own homes. We saved a lot of buildings. We lost our own home, though. Our home was reduced to a pile of rubble. Along the way, though, we learned that developers truly believe in the heart of hearts that if you find an underutilized space, you've got a responsibility to develop it. And myself and my art friends went exploring the mall, big reconnaissance mission. We found a sort of off-the-radar 750 square feet of what could only be defined as an underutilized space. And we set about becoming developers. And we built a condominium inside that mall, and we had control of it for 4 years before we were finally caught.
Before you were caught?
Yeah.
Did you have furniture in there? Did you, lived in there?
Oh, yeah. It's a full condominium. So we were doing our best to make it as comfortable as possible and taking our time to sort of move in and an apartment's worth of furniture and entertainment and kitchen areas and dining areas.
And hold on.
At any moment.
Yeah, all right, hold on a minute. I'm a little confused, though. I don't understand.
He found, okay, sure. So the mall, they're building it.
Right.
So, but they found space. Is it like underneath the mall? Is it like...
Yeah, like where? Like how do you not get caught? Like what do you mean it was an area where you had all this stuff and you were like loudly, normally living where nobody saw you? I don't understand that part.
Oh, sure. This building is, like I said, it's a big one. So we got 11 stories. We got 1.3 million square feet of footage. And inevitably, in a building of that size, you're going to have a lot of little odd spaces that will never be used for anything. And during the course of this building being made, I watched its construction and recognized that there were some spaces that were not stores, not storage, not parking garage, but something else. There were often spaces that were used only during the building's construction. On top of that, I got to see, when they're building the mall, little tiny gaps in the wall, like 2 feet wide, that you could slide into. And between finding these sort of like private entrances and having a sense of where these nowhere spaces were, we were able to sort of like make the calculus that we could find one of these spaces, and we did.
So is it like cinder blocks, and do you see beams and stuff?
Yeah. So it's all like, to get to that space through our outside private entrance is all just like dark cinder block I-beam nonsense. Once we're in our space, we have access to exit doors that lead into stairwells and a huge labyrinth of tunnels and stairwells. So we could bring materials in from a whole bunch of vantage points and sort of pick and choose how we wanted to bring things in over the course of those 4 years.
And you had electric in there?
We had electric. We would run a large extension cord down to a storage area. There was an outlet down there that had plenty of juice. And note, whenever we did use electricity, like whenever we were like, the fridge was on for a long time, or we had, watching TV or video games, we would always make sure that we put a $20 bill in an envelope with the phrase, thank you for the resources, and put it under the manager's door. So we did our best to pay for any resources that we took.
So forgive me for asking, so you were homeless, and this is why you
So we are not homeless. We're homeless in the sense that we had lost our homes, but down the street, I survived four evictions, and then we finally settled into a studio that was an old horse barn from the 1800s. So no heat, no air conditioning, but it had showers. It had a place that we could retreat to whenever like being at the mall was too uncomfortable. So we had that a space that we could sort of be civilized in. So we're not homeless, but we are building homes.
Wow! And it took 4 years to get caught.
Yes.
So what happened? How'd you get caught?
Oh, what happened was, a project like that only lasts that long if everybody sort of swears to secrecy. So we had this pack of eight artists, and we are all very rigid and disciplined about not showing it to anyone, not parading it around, not showing footage of it. Mm-hmm. Embarrassingly enough, I'm the one who ends up messing up. I made the mistake of one time bringing a stranger to the space. They were visiting from out of town. My little monkey brain, I was like, how could this possibly hurt? And I brought them there and ran into their security people. Just bad timing. But we had a four-year stretch. The movie shows the footage that we took while building the space that we never showed to anyone. It was never shot to be made into. It wasn't shot to be shown to have an audience. Mm-hmm. And we found we made friends with the director Jeremy Workman. He's the guy. He's the director of the movie. We handed him a hard drive that had sat on our shelf for 17 years. That had all of our footage on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's the one who was the first one to ever see it all, and he was like, gold mine. We've got ourselves the backbone of a film here.
Once you got caught, did you get in trouble? Like, what was your consequence?
Yeah, I did go before a judge. That judge got to hear from a lawyer from the mall, and the lawyer from the mall took the approach of describing the apartment in all of its details. He's like, Michael Townsend had an apartment with a four-piece sectional couch and an entertainment section and a dining set and a china hutch and matching china. And the more he described the space, the more the judge realized that it wasn't a prank, that we were like way past prank territory. And he said, I don't know what this is, but it's not criminal. And I got misdemeanor trespassing, a very small fine, but the mall banned me for life.
Right.
Now, what do they have in that space now to lose access to the one place where everyone goes and hangs out.
So what's the what's there now? What's in that space now? Did they like make it like an Airbnb?
Yeah, you know what? That's a really that would have been a smart choice.
Yeah, right.
I think everyone who's heard this story is like, the mall should have done something with the space.
They should have made it like your thing.
Yeah, it could have been great marketing.
Yeah.
No question about it. They totally blew it. They took the opposite route, which was they emptied it out immediately and then just sicked lawyers on me for months.
Would you do it again if you had a chance to? If you had a chance to go back in time, would you do it again? Just real quick, yes or no?
If it was the exact same circumstances, yes. But those circumstances mean I would have to lose my favorite home I ever lived in.
Right, right.
I don't want to do that again.
Of course,
right.
Yeah, of course. Wow, man! Documentary, Secret Mall Apartment. People want to check it out. How can they do that?
If you go to secretmallapartment.com, you will see a long list of cities, and it's right now the movie is showing nationally. It's only showing on the big screen, so I wouldn't sort of like wait for it to go to streaming because we don't know if that's going to happen.
Okay.
But it's a real blessing we can see it on the big screen. It's like I said, it's a national release, so there's a very real chance it's showing in a movie theater near you.
Man, crazy. Well, look, you've definitely been through it.
You have.
Michael Townsend. Man, we're definitely looking forward to checking out the documentary. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, man, and we'll definitely check out the film. We appreciate you checking in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.